Come Easy Go podcast, celebrating West Virginia people, places, and the culture of Southern Appalachia. Here's your host, Wayne Bennett.
Welcome to Wayne Bennett's podcast. My name is Wayne Bennett. This is episode number 45. And I'd like to give a shout out to Guy Holliday. Guy was a little wiry fellow when he wrestled for me. And now he's grown up and his arm's about as big as my legs. And he can run any piece of equipment, build about anything you want. Plus, he's a pretty good wrestling official. And so, hey, Guy. And our guest today is the branch manager at United Rentals and also the head wrestling coach at Oak Hill High School, Mr. Dave Vincent. Welcome, Dave.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're from Marion County, right?
Yes, sir.
And you kind of grew up in the country area.
Yeah, I grew up in Monongah, where that's just outside of Fairmont, in between Shinston and Fairmont. That's where Nick Saban's from and Kerry Mulberry. And also where the mine explosion in 1907 happened.
That's correct. And they actually consolidated about four or five schools to make North Marion High School.
They sure did. It was 1979. I was the 10th graduating class from North Marion. And, you know, you look at today with social media. I don't know that that would have happened today, merging that many schools at once.
Uh-huh.
But it was, Berwickville, Manicton, Farmington, Fairview, and Monongah.
And only one of them actually had wrestling, though, did it? Manicton.
That is correct.
And, I remember when I was coaching back in the 70s, it was still Manicton at that time. And so they consolidated into North Marion, and North Marion has had success in wrestling, football. I mean, they were AAA for a long time and have done quite well. How did you get involved with the wrestling?
So I didn't start wrestling until my ninth grade year. You know, it's funny, my mother, my real dad passed when I was three, so she had a boyfriend at the time by the name of Rick Garcia, and he was roommates with Mike Kirby, if you know Mike.
Oh, yeah.
So we'd go over, and I was 7, 8 years old. He's like, Dave, you need to wrestle. I'm like, I don't know, and I really wish I would have at that time. But I picked it up in high school in ninth grade, and I fell in love with it. Wrestled for Coach Elliott and Coach Michael.
Rusty Elliott, yes. And Roy Michael,
yes.
and of course both those guys were football people too.
Sure were.
And very successful. Now you mentioned Mike Kirby. I think he was an old Milton boy, wasn't he?
You know, I don't know where Mike is from.
I think he was state champion for Milton and tough and a good referee too. So when you were 103 pounder.
Well, back at that time I was 98 pounder.
98
pounder. Really didn't weigh enough to wrestle that weight. So gained some weight and then wrestled 112.
And did you play any other sports when you were younger?
Baseball. Baseball was one little league, and I had a stint with basketball, but discovered I didn't have the height for it in middle school.
But so at 103, 112, I remember you were around, when did you graduate, 88?
89.
89? That's the same year my oldest son graduated. I remember you wrestled Rex Road,
I think. Oh, yeah, I took a whipping, took a couple whippings from Doug.
I think everybody did.
Yeah.
He won the state championship in 88, I think, and 89, yeah. I think. But he was, he was something else. And you ever think East Fairmont and Fairmont will ever consolidate?
You know, back in the 80s, we had three AAA high schools in Marion County. And I don't know of any other county that was the case. I never would have dreamt that they'd drop to three AA schools. You know, I could not see that the Marion County Board would have that, just with the history that each of those schools have. I could not imagine that.
Yeah, I don't know whether people would vote for it if it came to a bond or something like that. But but they both have lost enrollment, and of course Fairmont's still a big AA school.
Now, if they keep dropping enrollment, then they may need to look at that.
I can imagine what kind of sports teams they would have because, man, they Fairmont does well, and East Fairmont's not bad themselves. Now, Rusty Elliott coached, and then he left and went to college football, and then he came back.
He sure did. He coached at Fairmont State for a while, and then he went to be the athletic director at Fairmont State. And then, you know, it's kind of cool. His boys are growing up and they're wrestling. Then I'd see Rusty at about every weekend. It's kind of strange seeing him at the other corner coaching against me. But it's good to see him.
I remember Jay Michael, of course, and Doug Moore. And then there was a Gabbert kid.
Yes,
I remember
Gabbert.
Him. And a Harper. I can't remember his first name, but it was a Harper kid. It was pretty good. I don't know exactly when that was, right around that period. But and then how did you, after high school, what'd you do?
So I went to West Liberty, wrestled for a year there.
Monceau?
Coach Monceau is, I tell you, he's top three of my most thought of people. He's got a lot of integrity. Think the world of Coach Monceau.
Yeah, I think he's on everybody's list as a favorite, you know, and he's did a whole lot to keep that program going at West Liberty back when a lot of them were folding. You know, he kept it going. And then after West Liberty, what'd you do?
So got married fairly young. I as far as wrestling goes, I did help coach some middle school team there in Fairmont, the St. Peter and Paul. Worked with the Benassos and Will Fong and a couple of those kids who wound up doing really well in the late 90s. So did that for a little bit, but then I got married, got kind of focused on that for the next several years. Came down to started working for a company by the name of Rex TV. Got promoted and managed the branch down here in Beckley. So planted some roots and been here ever since.
How did you end up in Oak Hill? I mean, why Oak Hill and not Beckley?
Well, so we were looking at real estate. We were looking at places, number one, to rent to start out with. And just the price to stay in Beckley was just so much greater than it was in Oak Hill. And also that put us about 20, 25 minutes closer to home if we wanted to drive home.
Uh-huh. What year was that you came down here?
It's 95, 96.
Oh, okay. Now, when did you get involved with the wrestling in the Oak Hill area?
So our son Dawson was born in 98 when he was five. So 2003, I started helping with the youth program with Oak Hill Youth Wrestling and was with them up until Dawson went to middle school. Then you got to high school and I started stepping in and coaching more at that point as well.
Now, I remember back in the 70s, I was running the youth wrestling league around here, and Oak Hill had a team then. It was a guy named, his name was Bill Cutler.
Okay.
And he had moved here from out of state, and he contacted me, and he said, we want to put a team in. He said, I coach youth football, and we think we got enough interest for wrestling. And he knew a little bit about wrestling from wherever he came, and he had a lot of kids involved. Wow. And he bought a wrestling mat. Mm-hmm. And we had a couple home matches in that. I'm not sure where we had it now, whether it was a high school or the middle school or whatever. And so they did it 1 year. And then the next year, I hadn't heard anything from him. And he disappeared. He left. And nobody really knew where he went to. They think he might have moved to Alabama. But his landlord called me and said, we've got a wrestling mat over here in the garage. He said, I'd like to get rid of it. And I know you run that program. And I said, well, he used it for the youth program. And I went over and got it. But we couldn't get Oak Hill to get it going again. And then we were having Central Beckley practices at Park Junior High. And I would let the Central Beckley team practice at night. And Alan Phil started bringing his son Ryan over.
Okay, right.
And because Oak Hill didn't have a program.
Right.
And so they wrestled 1 year, I think, and Alan helped with the coaching. I always stayed around, but I didn't help too much with the coaching. Right. I was just kind of opened the school up for him. I was coaching junior high. And so then Alan told me that he thought they had enough interest to have a program again at Oak Hill. And I'm not sure who all helped him or whatever, but they got something going.
So I know Joe Harris helped with the youth program, and I wasn't around at that time, but I came in when Brian Miller was helping, and Brian did an excellent job. At that point, Coach Fell and Coach Harris were at the middle school and high school levels. So I think they were just at the high school. I think there was a Gomez that was at the middle school at that time. But I started helping Brian out, and there were a couple others that were there as well. And on a little side note, of course, our program died there a couple years ago, but it just started back up.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, Aaron Shoemake is coaching, and we're real excited about that. Really excited.
Well, I know Frank Ayler started the program at the high school, and I used to coach against him in football. We always ended our season. He coached the ninth grade team at Oak Hill High School, and we always finished our season. The last game was with Oak Hill, and it was always a tough one. I mean, you know, we had some good teams, but it was always knock down, drag out with him. And he, I don't know whether he had any exposure to wrestling or not, but he's one that kind of got the program started, from what I heard at Oak Hill High School. And, of course, Joel Harris was at the high school for a while, and he came from Greenbrier West in the Rainell area, and his dad, Toby, had coached for forever. And Joel had wrestled at WU and Greenbrier West High School. The program now, your son, Dawson, so he came up all the way through the youth program.
He sure did. Yes.
And middle school, did they have middle school?
Yeah, they did. He took a year or two off that time, but picked it back up in high school.
Yeah. And he ran a little cross country too.
He sure did. You know, it's funny. He was an okay runner. He was a whole lot better wrestler than he was a runner, but they gave him money to run it at,
really?
At Tech. Yeah.
Is he still going to Tech?
No, he's not.
Okay. There used to be, at Tech, there used to be a Coach Brown when they were down in Montgomery, and he would send letters out. Man, he really kept the cross-country team at Tech going for many years. But during the time that the metamorphosis of youth wrestling and middle school and the high school, they were having some trouble finding places to practice, weren't they? I mean, I heard they practiced in a empty building, a car lot or something.
Yeah, so the physical therapy place that we were practicing in, the middle school was practicing in the basement there. And we've really done a lot to that. We've really improved it a great deal. But over the past year and a half, working with Mr. Payton, with the maintenance department at the Board of Education, Mr. Hogue, we were able to pick up the Rosedale Elementary Gymnasium. And we've got new practice mats down that are custom made, and mats around the wall. It's it's awesome. It's a nice practice facility.
So you got the whole gym area?
Yeah, we sure do.
What else is in the building?
So it's used by a couple things through the county, but we do have another room that's set up for strength and conditioning. So it's a nice setup. We like it a lot, and we're extremely appreciative from the administration at Oak Hill High School and the board, the Fayette County Board.
Now, will the youth be able to use that also?
Yes. So they're practicing two nights a week after the high school's done.
How many kids do they have out?
Looks like there's about 15 to 18. I've not seen the exact numbers, but it's a great start.
Now, last year, you guys moved back up to AAA.
Sure did.
And what'd you think about that?
So, it's a challenge I was ready for. We went into regionals and finished second, and every one of our kids showed up. We go to states and we laid an egg. I think a lot of our kids were wide-eyed. I think some of them were nervous going into AAA. Having a COVID year, it was tough. We didn't get the competition that we normally get, going to Z's and going to Winner's Choice. And the guard duels. We see a lot of competition at each of those places where we stick with quads, and we're only limited. We can go so far. It was after you put the third schedule together for COVID from the season being canceled, you're like, is it going to be canceled again? And, each time we redid the schedule, it seemed like it was watered down more.
Yeah, y'all kind of surprised people in the region. They finished you were half a point ahead of Riverside and and ahead of Begley. And and then when you got down to the States, you kind of fell behind the six.
Yeah, so we went 1-7 at the first round, or 1-8 the first round of the state tournament. Just had a terrible start. Terrible start. We had two kids come back. We won some matches after that, and two kids made it to the blood round. Then I'm expecting old Max Underwood to have a good year this year.
But it probably, because you had a smaller region, it was probably easier to qualify kids compared to the AA, which had like 16, 17 teams.
Well, it definitely goes deeper number-wise than it does with AAA. That is true.
But your philosophy has to change a little bit, you know, when you go from AA. And I can remember back in the day that nobody from AA or single-A would have beat a triple-A champion.
Correct.
But it's not like that anymore.
That is correct.
You've got a lot more parity, and AA schools, especially, you know, Independence during their heyday, Point Pleasant, all them, they could beat any they could beat anybody on a good day.
Right.
And the Wood County teams, Parkersburg and Parkersburg South, right when the state thinks they're catching up with these guys, they're always, what do you think the secret? They always take a step and they're still ahead. I mean, they're...
They've produced, you look at some of the Braxton Amos and the Gage Wright that's there now. They've produced some tough kids through the year, just through the whole county. It was about 15 years ago they were on ESPN's Titletown. They came in second place. I don't know, 2010, 2005, but they have produced a lot of champions. And I think part of it too may be expectations, mindset, history. You walk through some of those gymnasiums and see the hundreds of state champs on the wall. You know, it's almost expected.
And then you take a school like Point Pleasant that, I mean, they've just got, they're a double-A school, but they've got a program. I mean, everybody seems to be in sync with the youth program, the middle school, and they may be down a year or two, but then they're right back up in the hunt again. And I'm impressed at some of the, I've been up there to the Jason Eads tournament and some of those, and I mean, man, they run that thing. It's unbelievable.
You know, it seems like some of the most successful programs, just like what you said, their youth, middle school, and high school, they're all following the same thing. It's the same steps. They're all on the same page.
You got to have the youth. I mean, we started the youth wrestling around here in the 70s. And when I first started it, there were some high school coaches that didn't want to cooperate. And then when they started seeing some of these kids come through and beating their kids, and then all of a sudden they got on board, and it's worked out pretty good. Now, you got something coming up, the National Guards tournament on January 6th and 7th?
7th and 8th.
7th and 8th. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the National Guard duels, that's, goodness, we're in our, you know, if we had it last year, I believe this would be our 12th year having it. When I say we, you know, of course, Lee Parlier started it back 12 years ago, and he started it as a, which you can probably tell me more about it than, I don't know how much you spoke with Lee in years past, but started it as a alternative for SAZ. So he had it at the same weekend, and had some teams where, you know, they may go to SAZs and go to and out. They'd come to guard duels and get 8 to 10 matches in. Then there was a scheduling conflict where they moved it to the 1st of January and the tournament just started growing. So we typically have 28 teams is what we'll have this year. I know Lee in the past has had, goodness, I was looking through some old notes, some old paperwork that he had, and there was one year he had 40 teams listed as participating in the guard duels.
So you cut it off at 28.
Yeah, you know, right around there. I've not really promoted it real hard just because it's grown into what it has. And I don't know that I want to get it back up to 36 teams. It's just a brutal day. You're getting out of there at 11 o'clock at night and coming back starting early in the morning. It's a tough tournament when you have six pools of six.
Now, when Lee Parlier started it, like you said, it was an alternative to the SAZ because a lot of schools couldn't go stay all night and or couldn't travel that far. And then it kind of, all of a sudden, people started staying home from the SAZs and coming to that tournament instead. And how did it get from Richwood's hands? I refereed when Lee Parlier wrestled at Richwood. Right. How did it get from Richwood's hands to O'Keel?
So Lee had contacted me, and he was diagnosed with melanoma, and he had told me at one guard duels, he said, "Listen, I don't know if I'm going to make it through the year. I want you to be around to help. I know you'll be there and give it all you have and help Philip run it, and I want you to be there. I know you'll keep it going and give it everything you have." So I said, "Lee, no problem." I said, "You're a fighter. You're going to make it, but I'm here for anything you need." And unfortunately, he passed the first of December that same year. Mm-hmm. So that's how that came about.
Now, there were a couple years there that you had some problems with the weather, and then you weren't even able to participate in your own tournament.
Yeah, that's, you get a little bit of snow and you worry about liability. And, I think back in the day back in the 80s, we'd have 3 foot of snow and it's time to wrestle. Let's get in the vehicle and go. That's exaggerating a little bit, but a little bit of snow that didn't bother us. But now there's just so many liabilities you got to worry about.
So if we get a lot of snow in January, the 5th?
So I think it'd have to be a severe case, very severe case. I don't think the school administration or the Board of Education realized the size of the guard duels. And that's one of the largest, if not the largest, duels tournament in the state. And when we had some administration show up, they were very surprised at the size of it. So I think it'd have to be a very severe case for them to cancel it.
I can understand the worry about liability and those kind of things. When I was coaching, I was lucky we had a principal who was an ex-wrestler, and there was several times it would snow school out, and we had a match scheduled in Huntington or wherever, and we would just load up cars and take off and never even considered it, even though the bus couldn't take us. But I had wrestling parents, but today's it's a little bit different, and I can understand the liability part. What are some of the teams that you're going to have this year?
I don't have the list in front. I mean, a lot of there's very few changes in the schedule. There's some teams that, with not sure what's going to happen with COVID, they're opting to sit out for this year. But we have teams right there that are ready to step in place. And Johnson Central is going to – Johnson Central will be there. And unfortunately, his coach had just – Coach Matney had just passed a couple months ago. So we want to take some time and honor him. I understand that he's been at every National Guard duel since it started.
And he was a great guy. I remember interviewing him when you had the tournament over at Raleigh County Armory. Yeah. And sit down and I said, he coached football also and was very successful. And I said, how do you get this out of these kids? And he said, well, in the wrestling part, he said, I take them places, and he said, they don't know that they're supposed to lose. he said, they don't know these guys, and he said, they might be wrestling a 2-time state champion and come out there and, make it close just because they don't know any better. And it helps Tim because Johnson Central was always up there in the hunt, in Kentucky. And what would you like to see changed in high school wrestling that you think would improve?
Goodness. I heard you ask Wayne Yonkowitz this, Coach Yonk, and I thought about that, and you're seeing a big push in female wrestling. You're seeing some states that will have just a classification with just female wrestling, and it looks like things may be going more towards that. You can nitpick some things, but for the most part, I like how things are now. That may change next year with the rule changes that come out, but for the most part, things are good.
Yeah, I would kind of like to I don't know what the answer is, but I'd kind of like to see them cut out a couple weight classes in high school and middle school. I just think, you know, there's a medium there, and I think it was just people are having, some schools are having a hard time filling all those weight classes. And of course, I've said before, in college, I think they are to add a 220 or 225 because you go from 197 to 285, and it's crazy. The fastest growing sport in high school right now is girls wrestling.
It sure is.
And I think it'll, in West Virginia, one of the smaller states, I think it's going to catch on. And it's been handled right so far.
Sure.
They're easing it in, and hopefully we'll get more girls involved. But it's we've got a lot to look forward to. And what are your predictions for Oak Hill this year? And
my goodness, you know,
you just got finished with one tournament.
Yeah, so you know, I was expecting some more kids out than what we have. We've got about 18 on the team. I was initially anticipating somewhere between 25 and 28. You know, I think it's some of these dual formats, I think it's going to be a little difficult to participate. The lineup I was looking at first of the year, I know we're going to see St. Albans, and they're looks like they're having one heck of a start to the season. If we filled every weight class, I figure we could be competitive to some extent, but we're going to be giving up some weight classes this year, and that hurts. You know,
Absolutely.
You give up 3-4 weight classes, it's you know, you're 18, 24 points in the hole off the bat.
It's hard to make it up.
Yes,
it
is. So, you know, there's some individual kids that we're looking at that we're really going to focus on each individual kid and progress them as much as we can. And we're looking for improvements every day. We're looking for improvements. We want to qualify every kid for the state tournament and have some wins there and get some kids on the podium.
Well, you've got the youth program started back. The middle school program looks pretty solid. Is Braden Evans still with the middle school?
Yeah, so Braden Evans is – the middle school is – it looks really good. There's some talent on that that went to one of their meets where they saw Park and Greenbrier West and Midland Trail. Some top-notch talent. Sean Coleman had came from Fayetteville to help Braden coach, so they're doing some great things with that program.
Now, who's helping you? Matt Griffith?
Matt Griffith, yes.
And Matt went to West Liberty
a little bit, didn't he? Yeah, he sure did.
Wrestled up there. So you got. Is Alan Fell still?
No, Alan has taken a retirement, but I'd expect to see him around a little bit here and there.
You guys have done a lot. You've had clinics, you've had camps, and your tournaments, and you've done a lot for the sport of wrestling. And I hate to tell you this, but it's time for us to quit, and I'd like to get you back sometime.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And maybe we can get you around region time, and we'll make some I'll get another coach here. We'll make some strong predictions.
All right.
But until then, Dave – you've done some good stuff, and just keep it up, buddy.
Thank you.
Really proud of you. And anybody out there that'd like to be on our show, contact me at awbennett50@gmail.com and look us up on Facebook and like us, please. That helps our ratings a little bit, and we'll be glad to hear from you. And until that next time, remember, if you're not dead yet, you're not done yet. Until then, God bless you.
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Thank you. vinyl.